You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's agree to disagree, and then let's find ways to be witnesses for Christ together. That seems to be the message of the Gay Christian Network, which calls itself the nation's largest interdenominational LGBT Christian organization. The founder of the Gay Christian Network is Justin Lee. Justin is in West Michigan this week, one of the most religiously conservative areas of the state. Last night, he spoke at Calvin College, and this Friday evening, he'll speak at the Room for All National Conference at Central Reformed Church in Grand Rapids. Justin Lee, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the mission statement for the Gay Christian Network says, we want to share Christ's light and love everywhere, not to hide in a gay Christian bubble somewhere. How are you doing that?
Well, you know, many of us grew up wrestling with our faith and either our own sexuality or that of those close to us, people we cared about. And so for many of us, this was a very personal journey, trying to figure out, if I'm Christian and I realize that I'm gay and I've always believed it's a sin to be gay, what do I do about that? But we don't want to just stay having this conversation with other folks who are going through the same things, because this is really a conversation going on a national and international level, both within the church and in the broader culture. So we do a lot to share stories of folks from very different backgrounds, with very different theological viewpoints, and provide resources to folks on all sides of these questions who want a way to have a conversation that's not as polarized as so much of the culture war that's going on right now.
So you are not there to get folks to change their minds about what it is to be gay.
Right, insofar as our goal is not to change people's theological viewpoints on sexual morality or whether or not they approve of same-sex marriage from a theological standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to change people's minds as far as to say, if there's somebody you don't agree with on this issue and you've always written them off, either written them off as a homophobe and a bigot or written them off as a sexual deviant who wants nothing to do with God or whatever the case may be, we want you to reconsider that position and think of this other person who you may disagree with very strongly as a human being who deserves love and respect and grace, and we want to inject more of that grace into the conversation. And so, you know, I'm not suggesting that Christians shouldn't take positions on whether or not something is sinful, that we shouldn't have any kind of moral standards. I don't believe that at all. But I do think that if the church is known today more for being judgmental and looking down on people than for loving people, then we've gotten it backwards.
I'm speaking with Justin Lee. He's the founder of the Gay Christian Network, and he is in West Michigan this week holding a series of speeches, just reaching out to really what's one of the most religiously conservative areas of the state. And Justin, you were raised Southern Baptist. And I'm wondering how hard it was for you to reconcile that faith tradition with the fact that you realized you were gay. So therefore, there were people in the pews of your church that viewed your behavior as reprehensible.
Well, at that point, you know, it wasn't even behavior. When I first realized I was gay, I had always believed that being gay was something people chose, and it was a sinful choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been very public in saying, you know, I think homosexuality is a sin. And I didn't really distinguish between, you know, I mean, homosexuality is a very broad term. I often say to people, what would it mean if I said heterosexuality before marriage is a sin? You know, if a 12-year-old girl notices there's a cute guy in her class, that's heterosexuality before marriage. But I hadn't really thought about it that deeply. I believed it was a sinful choice. So when I began to realize that I was gay, that I was attracted to guys,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't seem to be going away, I didn't know what to do with that, because that wasn't something I thought could happen to a good Christian boy. And so I found that many of the Christians I knew and loved and trusted and respected condemned me just on the basis of what I was feeling. I wasn't dating anybody. I wasn't sexually active. I hadn't even decided what my future was going to look like. but they just didn't know how to talk about these questions. And so ultimately, I started the Gay Christian Network as a space where people who may have come to very different theological conclusions can sit down and talk about these questions and have conversations with folks who may not agree with them, but know that they're not going to be treated poorly or judged or kicked out for having an opinion that someone else doesn't agree with.
Justin, do you find certain denominations or certain groups of people are more or less willing to entertain this conversation?
Well, I think certainly there are some denominations that are, as a whole, having more of this conversation in a more respectful way than others. But I think that it's often a church-by-church, group-by-group, family-by-family kind of thing. It's hard to generalize too much.
Mm-hmm. What about ages? Do you see differences between older people or younger people?
Well, I think a lot of younger people, because we have a generation who's grown up now with friends who identify as gay from a young age, they understand a lot more about what it means to be gay, and that affects how they have the conversation. But I find that many of them are getting very frustrated with the church. So while their parents may be still struggling to talk about homosexuality, to talk about gay people, may not even know terms like LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, the younger generation, to a large extent, is struggling with whether they even want to remain members of a church that many of them view as being really behind the times and very judgmental and bigoted. And so I want to change that reputation because I love the church, and I don't want to see that be the way that we're known.
What are your hopes for what might come out of your outreach this week in West Michigan?
I want to help provide people with some tools to have these conversations better. I find, for instance, that a lot of debate and argument on this subject could be avoided if people stopped at the beginning and defined their terms. I mean, even a term like gay, we did a survey last year of evangelical college students and found that many of the conservative straight evangelical college students used the term gay or straight to refer to people's behavior, people's sexual behavior, whereas their gay and lesbian friends use terms like gay and straight to refer to people's attractions, regardless of their behavior.
Hmm.
So right off the bat, you've got two people trying to have a conversation about whether being gay is a choice, for instance, and they don't even mean the same thing when they say gay. And so I find that if people understand that these are things that they need to stop and talk about first, it helps make the conversation go a lot more smoothly. So I want to share some of those kinds of tips with folks, in the hopes that people will be able to go back to their churches and their families and talk to the people they don't agree with and have those conversations be more respectful and more productive.
Justin, is it tough sometimes being the guy kind of in the center of the firing range?
Absolutely. I've been in that place since starting the Gay Christian Network back in 2001. I've been criticized by the left and the right. A lot of folks make assumptions based on the name of the organization about what we stand for, and they always seem to assume that I stand for whatever they don't agree with. And then my book, Torn, just came out in last November, and that has made me even more of a public figure on this. And so I do hear from a lot of folks on both sides who want to give me a piece of their mind. And I just try to listen and give them a chance to say what they want to say and show them grace. And often that helps to calm things down a lot.
Justin Lee is the founder of the Gay Christian Network. He will be speaking at 7:30 Friday night at a Room for All National Conference, and that will be held at the Central Reformed Church in Grand Rapids. Justin, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.